Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the daily show all about Nintendo and friendship. Speaking of friendship, I'm joined by my fellow Nintendo pal, Micah, and we are going to be discussing, reviewing the Jackbox Party Pack 9. Micah, are you ready to dive into this review? You made no noise there. You must be louder.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm very sure. Are you doing it on purpose now?
Very much. Yep.
All right. Intro music, go. Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. It's me, Andros, and I am, of course, joined by fellow Nintendo pal, Micah. Micah, I am excited because you and I just recently were together in person and played this game. So we are reviewing this pretty fresh on the play time. I don't know where I'm going. I really reach sometimes, and you just sit there and let me struggle.
I do. I think it's entertaining for everyone.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm really distracted by how incredible this game looks.
You're obviously talking about the game we're reviewing, which is the Jackbox Party Pack 9.
Yes.
Now, exactly. For those not familiar with the Jackbox Party Pack series, Micah, can you give us a rundown on what it is?
They're like these packs of party games. There's usually like 5 in a pack.
Yeah, and
they're
these
good party games.
Yeah, they're party games that use your phone. And I'm going to do a bad job explaining this, but your phone or smart device works as the controller, and then the game, which you purchase on the Switch, or on Steam, it's on all platforms, uses its main screen, and then everybody sends things in from their phone and it plays the game on the screen. So these are
like, theoretically, if you have some screen sharing kind of functionality, you can play it on Discord over distance.
Yeah, so these are games, these aren't like crazy technological advancements in like graphics or anything like that. These are party games. Think like Apples to Apples, Werewolf, games of that nature where you're
trivia
group.
Games.
Trivia. I mean, that's kind of their bread and butter. That's where Jackbox games got their start. So that being said, they are on the Jackbox Party Pack 9. There have been 8 previous iterations. They release one a year, and they're pretty wildly different. The only things that you can get consistency with are there's probably going to be a trivia game of some kind. There's probably going to be a drawing game of some kind. And there's probably going to be a submit your answer game of some kind, but what those games are vary wildly between, and I think that their latest, the Jackbox Party Pack 9, is a fantastic entry. So Micah, we usually do our reviews here. We talk about graphics, we talk about music, we talk about gameplay, and we talk about story. Let's nix the story element right off the bat, because there isn't like a cohesive...
They got some potentially slight story.
Like some slight story elements, but it's not really the... There really isn't a story.
Yeah.
It's just to service the game. I think we can talk about graphics and music at the high level, and then let's talk about gameplay per game in the pack. So how do you feel about the graphics?
Oh, I mean, they're not groundbreaking or anything, but I think they fit pretty well, usually. They're pretty entertaining, usually.
Yeah, this one has some really, I think this one has some strong character design. In one of the games, Junktopia, you have this wizard that is just like, I think a very funny design, and you play as little frogs, which is fun.
Used to be people.
The Roomerang game, the host on that one, I think fits really well, and I like the art style for that one. But then with non-sensory, they switch to like a,
it's like a weird, yeah, actually like 3D,
like a 3D rendering of a monkey in kind of this like almost early 2000s animation style. I think like Jimmy Neutron, like very early 3D animation, which I think is interesting. It provide some variety, and I think this is the first time they've done that. I can't recall that happening in any other previous packs.
Yeah, I don't remember
so
either.
We're pushing the boundaries here with Jackbox Party Pack 9. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. So yeah, graphically, it looks fine. It runs good. With some packs that I've played on in the past, the animations just struggle. I feel like this game does not have that issue. Everything lines up pretty well, and there's not like lag. Music, pretty good. Nothing like crazy noteworthy. The Fibbage song,
Peak Fibbage 3.
Yeah, but they do a song for Fibbage again, which is kind of this old timey spy movie sounding song. I thought it was fun. And that's about it for music. Not a lot to talk about in those categories. So let's talk about gameplay. All right. So game by game here. Micah, give us a rundown on Junktopia.
Well, said you get turned into a frog, and your goal is to turn back into a human by selling junk to make the most money. To do that, you usually get an option between a few different items that all cost varying amounts. You try to come up with some funny backstories for those items so that they will be appraised well, which is essentially just the other player saying they like it decides how much it sells for.
Yeah, so maybe the other players can vote times. I would buy or I wouldn't buy.
Between like two.
Yeah, but once everybody's presented, you pick your favorite. You like order them essentially, and by terms of this one was the best one, this one was the second best, so on. And so that's how you determine your points. And these items are junk. Like that's hence the name, yeah. Junktopia. So these are like a used cup. They had a lot of creepy dolls.
Like a hot dog.
Weird ceramic like knickknack sort of type things. Just things that you would find the back of the shelf at a thrift store.
That are still there for a reason. Nobody wants them.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It gives you some prompts to help you come up with the backstories for things, which I find helpful, but you can also just write something random. And then at the end of three rounds, so you do two rounds of that, and then in the third round, you just name your collection of two items, and then whoever has the most money wins. Fun game. This one, I think, is one, a staple to this one. It's fun. I liked this one a lot. How did you feel about this one?
I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
See, it's seemed a little long at times.
Yeah, we also, I think, had on extended timers and stuff.
Rookie mistake.
And that's one of that is one nice thing that I guess we can talk about outside of the of any one specific game, is that Jackbox has a pretty good amount of accessibility options. Meaning you can change the time limits on things to be extended so that people don't feel rushed. You can turn on subtitles. You can turn on a family-friendly filter. And I think, yeah, there's more, but I haven't played with those options. You can turn up the music volume and down the voice volume. There's a good amount of accessibility choices. The next game on the list to talk about is Quicksort. Quicksort is a game that you break up into two teams. So this can be played with 1 to 10 players. And two teams will be working to sort things in a Tetris style. So like you have an item coming down, and then you are sorting it on a line with other items that will be coming, and it's dropping Tetris style. So you have the time limit of before it hits where you want it to drop to decide where it goes in the sorting. And these sorting things will be a variety of categories, like ages of Simpsons characters, like sort from youngest to oldest. How many teeth does an animal have? From least to most. What year did this car company come into existence from oldest year to newest year?
My favorite was when we had to order the game itself.
That was real meta. Where
did the instructions go?
Yeah, what stage do you do each of these things in this very game of Quicksort? Yeah, that was an interesting... an interesting one. And so when you're working as a team, you each take turns sorting the things. And I think in round two, they'll throw in fake options. So you'll have to, like, trash those fake options. And overall, it's just, it's a trivia game mixed with, like, figuring out things on a timeline, which I really enjoy. I actually really like this trivia game. This is one of my favorites that Jackbox has produced. Unless you get a category that just sucks. Like,
but
how many
teeth?
You
have no idea.
Like, first off, now I know that snails have just so many teeth. So many teeth.
I mean, who didn't know that snails have oodles of teeth?
I do have one gripe that I think I can air out here as a Nintendo pal. We got sort video game consoles by release date. And one of the options was Nintendo. And I said, this is a fake. Because there is no such thing as a Nintendo. Nintendo's the company.
My mother would disagree.
Yeah. Well, here's what they... So I trashed it. And I was very proud of myself for spotting the fake. It was real. It was an actual answer. And the answer was... It was the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah,
Jackbox made a critical error here, and so here's me actually Jackbox. Nintendo is not the name of that console. There you go, done. Aired out that. But besides that, Quicksort, highly recommend. Very fun. Next game, Roomerang. This one's you, Micah. You can talk about Roomerang.
Well, it's essentially, like, I think Big Brother-ish kind of works. But you respond to prompts and whatnot, and after all those prompts are in, then you vote for who you want to kick out of the house, essentially. And after they get kicked out, they lose some points, but then they come back with a slightly altered name and potentially, like, a mustache or something.
Yeah, and I love that the game alters the name for you. So it'll be like it's I was in as Andross, and then it'll be like Indross, like with an I. It's like, oh, okay. We got some weird ones.
Yeah,
What
well,
was
there's
it?
like little baby Micah or
Yeah,
something like
well,
that.
he was
I came
Micah, and
back
then he
as.
came back as little baby Micah. That one's fun. It's a little long, but I think that it has to be for what it is. And this is probably my favorite game in the pack. I like Roomerang a lot. I
Yeah,
like
it's a good one.
I
But at the same time, it is kind of long for my tastes.
Yeah, it just makes me want it to be like an actual show where this happens. And yeah,
And then the people, when they come back, have to be wearing their new disguise the
it was
whole
they're like
time.
wearing like yeah, Team Rocket level disguise, and people are like, "Whoa,
Yeah.
it's a new person." Good game. I think the host fits for this really well. He kind of is like. I don't know how to describe the host. Kind of looks like he would be hosting like Project Runway or something like that. Fashion something. And it just fits really well. It's like the voice acting work on that is incredible. Yeah, that's my pick for top game in this one. Nonsensory is the next game, and this game is pretty fun. You are it takes
This one's
place over
kind of hard to describe.
it takes place over 3 rounds. In the first round, you're giving a written response, and then in the subsequent 2 rounds, you're drawing, and it will be like draw something. That is, it gives you a scale from 0 to 100% in most cases. And it's like, draw something that describes. Man, Micah, I'm failing. I have no idea how to describe this game.
For one of them, I had to draw a mix of something that was like 50, it was 60% alligator and 40% vigilante. So I just had to draw an alligator and like a mask and cape punching a
Yeah,
robber.
and they essentially go like, where does this fall on the scale? And everybody else has to guess, is this how much percentage of this is alligator versus vigilante? And it's prompts like that I can't come up with any on the spot besides the one you just shared, but they're prompts like you'll and sometimes you'll just get one that's like 90% alligator, 10% vigilante. So it'll just be a picture of an alligator that they maybe threw a mask on or something. So, yeah.
This one might actually be my favorite, just because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, you get some very weird prompts, and you're like, how am I supposed to draw something that is 50% tree and 50% night sky? Like,
Oh, yeah.
what does that look like? You know?
I can't remember what it was. I had to mix two animals or something. And it was, or not two animals, but it was something like a. It was 50% or but yeah, like 40% snail and like 60% galaxy. It's just like I guess I'll draw this thing and they just put a bunch of stars in it.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. I don't know.
Like
And
I'm
then
like
everybody's
what
like,
does
I
that
have no
even
idea
look like?
what is he trying to draw here? I don't even know. Who knows? Yeah, this one was a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs with it. You can take us home with the last one here, Micah. Last game in the pack is Fibbage 4.
The classic Fibbage 4. Yep. I like kind of forgot how to describe this game. Yes, that's right. Fibbage makes sense. It's like a bluffing game. You have to bluff about things.
So this one will have a trivia question, and then everybody has to give a fake answer.
Yeah,
And
but
the
the one
real
person gives the real answer, right?
no.
I thinking of a different Fibbage?
That's version? Fibbage enough about you.
That's right. Yeah, that's why I'm getting mixed up.
There are two versions of Fibbage, but base Fibbage, that's essentially it. Everybody's submitting fake answers, and you're trying to submit answers that other people will guess, because then everybody has to guess which answer is the right answer. And if you get people to guess your fake answer, you get points. And if you guess the right answer, you get points. It's whoever gets the most points wins. And then for so that's like Fibbage. There'll be trivia questions. That's that. There's also a sub mode called Fibbage Enough About You, where you answer a question about yourself. And so you put the right answer, and everybody else puts their fake answer, trying to get people to guess those answers. And that one I find to be very fun as well, because you get, because it's like more personal.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes a lot harder to guess the right answer, because sometimes guessing the right answer is just so obvious in regular Fibbage, because nobody would make this up. Except for when Micah said Floop the Snoop, and everybody guessed that. They're like, yeah, sure.
I don't even remember what the question was. Just Floop the Snoop.
I don't remember either. But so we all thought no one would make this up.
Like, who would write this? What does this mean?
Yeah, exactly. He got us.
I only wrote that because I couldn't think of any legitimate answer.
So that's Fibbage 4. Pretty straightforward. This is the sequel to Fibbage 3. Which is the sequel to Fibbage 2, which is the sequel to Fibbage. A strong game to have gotten four sequels within the Jackbox Party Pack.
It's definitely a classic. It's a great one.
So, overall, Micah, how do you feel about this Party Pack compared to other Party Packs and just in general?
Well, I think it's pretty good. But it does feel a little more on the longer side, the games, compared to some other Party Packs I've played, which I don't have as much experience as you do. I've not played as many of them.
You're right. Now that you mention that, that is but a good...
It's not as long as TKO, which might actually be like my favorite
which
Party
is long.
Pack game.
That one's
which
coming.
Is a long one.
Party Pack 10 has been announced, and TKO 2 is coming. So
I'm pretty excited for that.
But yeah, I think that all of the games in this pack are solid. There is not one. Typically in Jackbox Party Packs, there's like one that's like a, not really.
Game or two that you like never play.
Yes. This one, I feel like you will play every game in the pack. This is one of my favorite ones they've produced. My favorite, I think, is still Party Pack 7, which was just like peak for me. But this one, I think, is a close second for favorite. And it's just a lot of fun. What would I give this game out of 10? What, Micah, what would you give this game on our 10 scale rating?
I'd probably give it an 8.5 or an 8.
I was going to say 9 because it's Jackbox Party Pack 9 and it just fits.
Oh, it's just fitting.
This is a strong contender. The thing is, it's not like making leaps and bounds in any special way, but every game in it is solid, which can't be said about every Jackbox Party Pack. And there's just not other games like this on the market.
It's like the best at what it does, essentially.
Yeah. But I'm good giving it an 8. I think an 8's a fair score.
Let's go with the 8.5. I can't remember. Are we doing halves?
No.
We probably should.
I don't want to. We should? Okay. 8.5.
I originally thought we shouldn't, but I feel like it's making it extra hard.
Yeah, 8.5. This is definitely a game that I recommend picking up. These games go on sale frequently, so pick up the Jackbox Party Pack 9 on a sale, and you can pick it up on any platform. I think it's great to have on Switch because it's such a portable gaming system. But it could be anywhere. And that's that. That's our review of the Jackbox Party Pack 9. Looking forward to Jackbox Party Pack 10. We'll definitely review that when it comes out. That being said, Micah, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
And you can find me gallivanting around over on Andross One on Twitch and YouTube. And you can also follow the show, Nintendo Pals, on all your podcast listening apps, YouTube, and social media platforms. So there you go. Just follow us everywhere. And I want to give a big huge...
Almost everywhere. I don't like want to be followed when I'm out and about.
Right. I meant on online social medias, on all those platforms. Please don't follow us in real life. huge thanks to Roger Pollard for the intro music and for our logo. If you want to check out more of his stuff, links in the description of this episode. And I got to shout out and give a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters over on patreon.com/NintendoPals, where for as little as a dollar, you can be a part of producing this show. It's a pretty big deal, I'd say. And by being a Patreon supporter, you get to be a part of the Patreon Poke Rap, which we end every episode with, and we will end this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LBD, Rizzo, Retro Logic Band, Tim the Nintendo Dashlane, Tor Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, Patreon.
Kid Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgill, Cosmic, Purple Viola, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, Patreon. Let's get 150 or more.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!